This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Chuck is on the line joining us for Blown Off. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how are you is the question.
Well, I don't know. Not so good. I kind of need some help here. I have an issue with a girl.
Is the issue that you're getting blown off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good. Well, then you've come to the right place.
Yeah, what's the deal? What happened?
I have, a mutual friend, and he was like, oh, you should come out, and, I have this other girl that I know, and she's going to come out and meet us, and it was kind of like a blind date, and so she was like, come join us. So we went out there, and when I met her, she was beautiful. This girl, she was hot. She was sexy. She was smart.
Yeah.
And we had dinner and it was great. I felt like a real connection. And we were joking around and I was talking to her like Bill Clinton. I was like, it is so good to be here. You have no idea, man. Oh man, I'd love to make you my intern, man. Oh man.
And Wait, I'm sorry. Was that a Bill Clinton impression?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God. Okay.
And did that win her over right then and there?
I don't know. She kind of was she kind of laughed, But she made a couple faces, I thought it was obviously because she liked me,
Right.
Oh yeah, totally.
No, yeah. Women love impressions of old men who bang their interns.
Yeah.
And then I went to the bathroom when we were eating, right? And I went. I'll be back. I'm coming back later. That's what I told her.
Okay. Good one.
Okay. All right. So, did she blow you off before or after your Terminator impression?
No. Then I came back and everything was fine. We hung out some more. I tried to give her a little kiss on the cheek, but she kind of pulled away.
Oh.
I thought we had a good connection.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, but when did she blow you off? Did you try to ask her out again, or did she get up and leave?
No. Everything was fine. And then a day later, and then I texted her, and she didn't get back to me. I'm like, all right. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's not getting my text or something.
That must be it. Yeah.
All right. I think, Chuck, we get the idea. Let me put you on hold 1 second. We're going to call her in a minute. We're going to find out what's going on. Okay.
All right.
It's the big morning mess. We'll be. she's not calling him back or not getting back in touch with him. She said, I don't want to go out with you again. And he's not really sure why. And we've tried to explain it, but we've been unable to. So we're just going to call her and have her give it a go. Are you ready? You ready for this, Chuck?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right. Good. Hang on the line. Don't say a word. Here we go.
Hello?
Tina.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm fine. Ask who's speaking?
Oh, Tina, my name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hi, Tina.
Oh, hi.
We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Yeah. Am I on the radio right now, or did I win something?
We'd like to talk to you. By the way, may I just point out something? You sound very pleasant and normal.
Thank you. I like to consider myself.
Yeah, no. I was a little shocked, I'll be honest with you.
Tina, we were actually calling you about a guy that you went out with named Chuck. He is an interesting fellow. He says that you guys had a really great connection, but he doesn't understand why you are blowing him off.
I don't think we had a really great connection.
No.
I had a decent time, but he's just not my type. He, turned me off on the first date. He does these, weird impressions and, okay, haha, funny once, but he continued, and it just kind of became obnoxious.
It became his impression. Was it when he did the Bill Clinton impression and asked if you wanted to be his Monica Lewinsky?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was just constant. Is he on the phone right now?
Well, I mean, since you asked.
Well, hang on, everybody. This is Dr. Phil. Can I jump in for a second here?
This is who?
This is Dr. Phil, and I'd like to interject, if I may. First of all, for your emotional stability,
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. This is exactly what I'm
saying. Okay.
Oh my God. Hang on. What in the hell?
Everybody, just hang the hell on for one
second.
You can't
have a conversation with him.
I know. Hang on one second. We have Chuck and Tina and Dr. Phil on the phone.
And a few others.
Let me just say something real quick here. What's going on?
Okay.
Here?
Can you guys stop him?
Listen, Chuck. Chuck.
She's got a lot of anger issues towards her mother, which she's taking out on Chuck.
Okay, Chuck.
Chuck, are you seriously confused as to why she's blowing you off, or are you just kind of joking? Because at this point. What?
It always goes back to family issues, the way you're raised, and she's just harboring anger.
All right, Phil, can we talk to Chuck for a minute?
Yeah, hang on one second. Oh, I'm here. I'm back.
Oh, my God. What the hell is happening?
All right. So Chuck, did you do a lot of impressions on your date with Tina?
All right. Not every one of them, but enough to keep her entertained.
I mean, did you really feel like that was necessary, especially if she wasn't even getting to know you? She wasn't really...
It's an icebreaker.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. You probably made her a lot more nervous when you started with all these multiple personalities.
Yeah.
Right. That's exactly what... It's an icebreaker, and then you stop.
Right. Like, you don't do it throughout the entire date. That
Tina,
kind of gets annoying.
How much of the date was Chuck and how much was somebody else?
How long have you been talking to him? You get it. You understand. That just went on for entirely too long. It's obnoxious.
So, Tina, did you tell him, like, okay, can you just, like, talk like normal? Or did you just kind of laugh?
I feel like he could see it on my face.
Yeah.
But,
well, obviously not.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Like, I don't want to have... You know, a date with Dr. Phil? Like,
no.
What the hell?
Hey, let me say something. This is Chad Nicholson. I find her to be acting rather petulant right now.
Oh, no, that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
She was laughing the whole gosh darn time.
Wow, you know, maybe if you led with Jack Nicholson, that would have been sexier. Women like him. All right, well, listen, Tina, would you be interested in seeing any of these gentlemen ever again?
No, but it sounds like you guys think he's pretty funny, so maybe you can give him a job at the radio
station. No.
Maybe since you want to go on a date with Al Pacino? Oh, look at this.
God.
This is terrifying.
Chuck, do you do impressions of anyone from this century?
Yeah, for real.
Matt Dillon. Yeah, what's up, man? I know you had a problem.
No, this century.
Oh, my God.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big Morning Mess.